ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، نحن على ذلك شاهدين وشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. استغفر المجرى النساء. الله سبحانه وتعالى يستر الإيمان. الله سبحانه وتعالى يحفظه ونبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى شوز الصحابة فقيرية ونبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم وشيس فقيرية يجزك صفة حضرت أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى وإن حضرت عمر رضي الله تعالى. Before I discuss some events or some aspects concerning Karbala, I would mention one point about Hazrat Umar Ali Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Umar Ali Allah Ta'ala, who had a slave to me, Hazrat Ata'ullah Shah Bukhari Rasulullah, has stated that all the Sahabas were the murid of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, he was the murad of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Meaning that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted him to accept Islam. Second aspect that I want to mention, that some study should be made concerning the activities of Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه prior to him accepting Islam. And then, upon accepting Islam, his activities. Meaning that what he did against Islam and what he did for Islam. What he did against Islam and what he did for Islam. And we come to a conclusion that Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, what he did for Islam outshined what he did against him. Similarly, respected elder, that we should regard it as a principle in life. Sometimes in our lives, what happens? That we do not behave well, and we are involved in disobedience, transgression, and sin. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us, gives us the opportunity to reform. And what we should be doing upon reformation, we must do so much of good that when we look at the good, and when we look at the evil and the bad, that the good must outshine the evil. The good must outshine the evil, and the good must outshine the bad. For example, simple thing, that if in the days when a Muslim, he had great amount of wealth that he was not spending, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it to his heart and changed him, and he realized that now he has to spend his wealth, then he must spend so much to cover up for the time he was not spending. That is why we have got the concept of qaza, that a person does not make qaza. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with guidance, then when he starts making salah, then Allah's order is that I should also make the qaza. Why not? He must double the effort and complete what he has missed. And we learn this from the life of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, that once he began to preach Islam, propagate Islam, teach Islam, spread Islam, he outshone everything that he does against Islam. Respected elder, concerning Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, we must bear in mind that the daughter of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, she was married to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala was the elder brother. And Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was born about 9 months later. Common what a feeling that orators, the way he narrated, giving the impression that Hazrat Hassan and Hussein were killed. And one is left with the impression that Hassan and Hussein killed. That is why even today, when someone gets killed, they kill the Hassan and Hussein. Because of this unfortunate wrong information that we feel that Hassan and Hussein were killed. Even Hazrat Hassan was born and 9 months later Hazrat Hussein. And they had a daughter, Zainab, and Umm Kulthum. Umm Kulthum was married to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. I have explained to you previously that when Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala then the wife of Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala, should tend to her. And when she passed away, then Hazrat Asma was the one who gave Husayn. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he led the janazah salah for Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. At the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who, and Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala who, they have been at the age of 8-9. There are some narrations which are there. Now 8-9 at that stage, and definitely they should come and stay with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, play on his bed when he was in salah, play with the hair of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sit on his shoulders, and they were extremely friendly to such an extent that nowadays Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wife gives the khutbah to descend from the member and go and hold them and hug them, etc. So he was extremely fond. At that stage, he spoke about Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, and he said that this son of mine, he will bring peace between two warring Muslim factions. He will bring peace between two Muslim warring factions. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is the first Khalifa of Islam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is the second Khalifa of Islam. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala is the third Khalifa of Islam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is the fourth Khalifa of Islam. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala is the fifth Khalifa of Islam. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala is the sixth Khalifa of Islam. Then came his son Ghazi. Now, respected elders, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, his khilafah was for 27 months and 3 days. That's giving us 2 years, 3 months, and 3 days. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala's khilafah is 10 years, 6 months, 4 days. That means it is 10 years, 6 months, 4 days. And Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala's khilafah, 10 years, 10 months, 18 days. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala's khilafah, 4 years, and few days short of 9 months. Now can you imagine now Hazrat Hussain Rabi Allah Ta'ala goes, Hazrat Hassan Rabi Allah Ta'ala goes, they go through the khilafat of Abu Bakr Rabi Allah Ta'ala who, Umar Rabi Allah Ta'ala who, Usman Rabi Allah Ta'ala who, Ali Rabi Allah Ta'ala who. But the impression created between the elders and by the orators and the speakers who speak about Karbala, the impression created that when Hazrat Hussain Rabi Allah Ta'ala who was in Karbala, so much dramatic activity is created, the one better impression here is an 18-year-old person riding a horse playing a song. Meanwhile, in Karbala, he was 55. In Karbala, Hazrat Hussain Rabi Allah Ta'ala who is 8, is 55. He is an elderly person, respected elder. He is an old person, white beard person, turban on his head. He is now weak, he is feeble, he is no 18-year-old person standing a horse and rotating and running around with a sword in his head and swing a sword. But the oration is presented in such a manner that what it is taken, how it is done, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein should play with him, and Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, they should ride his back and they should play with his locks of hair. And from there he take it directly to Karbala. So the person who is sitting here listening, he is now 8 years old at Bank Karbala. So he feels that there is no heaven gate here. That is why we are telling you that Hazrat Abu Bakr Rabi Allah Ta'ala, what was his khilafat period? The age of 27 months and 3 days. Hazrat Umar Rabi Allah Ta'ala, 10 years, 6 months, and 4 days. Hazrat Usman Rabi Allah Ta'ala, 10 years, 10 months, 18 days. Hazrat Ali Rabi Allah Ta'ala, 4 years and few days short of 9 months. Then, respected elders, comes Hazrat Hassan Rabi Allah Ta'ala. When Hazrat Hassan Rabi Allah Ta'ala became Khalif, he realized that already they existed some difficulty and problems between his late father Hazrat Ali Rabi Allah Ta'ala and Hazrat Muawiyah Rabi Allah Ta'ala. And understand that Hazrat Muawiyah Rabi Allah Ta'ala has got political acumen and administrative quality. Because in the Khilafat of from the Khilafat of Hazrat Usman and Ali, Hazrat Muawiyah was the governor of Egypt. And he was already being governor of Egypt for 19 years. Now, respected elders, when Hazrat Hassan comes, Rabbi Allah Ta'ala, into the historical picture, we see that he decides that no, I am not going to be Khalif. He speaks of and initiates Hazrat Muawiyah Rabbi Allah Ta'ala. And he says, Hazrat Muawiyah Rabbi Allah Ta'ala, let the initiate. Hazrat Muawiyah Rabbi Allah Ta'ala, the historian says that he wrote a letter. He wrote a letter to Hazrat Hassan Rabbi Allah Ta'ala. In that letter, he says that, oh Hassan, here is my signature on a blank sheet of paper. Here is my signature on a blank sheet of paper. Whatever conditions you want to write, you write it. Whatever conditions you want to write, you write. But historical propaganda is presented in this way that they were following the fighting. Respected elders, Hazrat Hassan Rabi Allah Ta'ala, suppose going to why you are initiating with Hazrat Muawiyah Rabi Allah Ta'ala. He said he has heard that the Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that as long as there is a day coming and the night coming, Hazrat Muawiyah will be a kind and he becomes the Amir of Muslim. So why must I not give you the Imam? Respected elders, then Hazrat Hassan signed the pact with Hazrat Muawiyah Rabi Allah Ta'ala. Now the hadith that I quoted to you, that the Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam exactly Hazrat Hassan said that this son of mine, he will bring peace between two warring Muslim factions. All those who say that Hazrat Muawiyah Rabi Allah Ta'ala Maaz Allah is not a Muslim, what they will do with this hadith? Because Hazrat Hassan, he has brought peace between two warring Muslim factions. meaning Hazrat Maliya رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ is Muslim. Hazrat Maliya رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, his khilafat lasted for 20 years. So can you imagine? And then after the centralization takes place, the letter would always focus, because Hazrat Hassan رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ khilafat was for a few months. This thing Hazrat Maliya رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ for 20 years. So again, remember the Hazrat Hussein رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he is an elderly person when he reaches Karbala. That's one point. Secondly, as I said, that purposely I am not using the word Imam Hassan or Imam Hussein. The word Imam, this is a Shia or Shia theory. It is called Imam Molish. Their theory written in their book comes under the section of Imamology, and their concept of Imamology is that an Imam is higher in status than a Prophet, an Imam he gets wahi, an Imam can abrogate, an Imam can make halal haram, haram halal, an Imam gets direct contact with Jibreel, an Imam does not be born. Naturally, he is born from his mother's side. An Imam knows the unseen. An Imam, he knows when he will die. An Imam knows how he's going to die. These are some of the beliefs concerning Imamology. And their theory, they say, Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ is first Imam, Hazrat Hassan is second Imam, Hazrat Hussein is third, Hazrat Zayn al-Abidin is fourth, and Hazrat Musa is third. Fish and so on. From the time of Hazrat, first he comes to Hazrat Ali, Ali gives it to his son, Hassan. Hassan gives it to his brother Hussein. And from Hussein he goes to his son, Zayn al-Abidin. From Zayn al-Abidin he goes to Musa al-Kari, son. So he comes from father to son, with him. First of all, we are not using this word Imam, because the concept and the belief of Imamology is batil and is malicious and is pernicious and is against the teachings of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Now they object to us, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that why did Hazrat Maliya رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ give his khilafah to his son? And the Muslim Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah believes that what does he do? Hazrat Maliya رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ gave his khilafah to his son. So one reply I said that we say that in your theory of Imamology, you say that the father Hazrat Ali gave to his son Hassan. Then Hassan to send brother to brother. Then Hussein to Zayn al-Abidin father son. Then father son all the time, 11 times. So we humbly are, you explain to us 11 times why you're doing. We'll explain to you one time why you did. If you can explain 11 times to us why you did it, we'll explain to you one time why we did. And now we tell you why we did. Why we did it, Hazrat Maliya رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ did it, because in his political assessment of the situation, according to the Khaldun, the historian, that according to his assessment, that the best leader at that time was his son Ali. That's why he gave it to you. Number one. Secondly, he made dua to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, if your deen is not good for the Muslim public, take it away. Ya Allah, if your deen is not good for the Muslim public, take it away. Some historians say that after the demise of Hazrat Maliya رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, his son Yazid did not last for more than 5-6 months. 5-6 months from Allah. Elders. So there is no kutur, there is no defect in the decision of Hazrat Maliya رضی اللہ تعالیٰ. Now when we say Imam Abu Hanifa رحمۃ اللہ, Imam Shafi رحمۃ اللہ, Imam Malik رحمۃ اللہ, or Imam Bukhari رحمۃ اللہ, why do we accept it there? And why do we not accept it here, yeah, Imam Hussein, Imam Hussein, Hassan? The reason is simple. That when we say Imam Abu Hanifa or any one of the jurisprudents, we are using this word imam meaning expert, authority, specialist. We have got no belief attached to him that Imam Abu Hanifa is getting when he is. No belief attached to him. We are saying Imam Abu Hanifa, the expert, the authority of jurisprudence. Imam Bukhari, the expert of Hadith, the authority of Hadith. So we got no belief attached to him. So the scripture ended. Yazid becomes the leader of the Muslims. And he instructs the governor in Medina that you get everybody to take back, swear allegiance to the new leader. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and Hussein is the governor. And he leaves with his khazan, some of his khazan, some of his family members, he leaves with them for Makkah to Mukarram. And he sends his cousin, Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sends him to Kufa. Now I'm saying something, yes. That the political capital was moved from Madinah al-Munawwara to Kufa. It was moved by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his assassination took place in Kufa. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who did this move. Why? Why did he move it? Because he has seen what has happened to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala who, when he was martyred and when he was brutally martyred mercilessly, and at that time when the Sahaba told Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala who, that, oh Usman, tell us, just give us an indication, and we'll draw forth against the rebels. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that this is the city of the Nabi, don't you know? That this is the city of the Rasul, don't you know? And in this city, I will see blood spilled. I rather find my blood being spilled, no one else's blood being spilled. So no sooner Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes Khalif, he realized that he is now rebel to that, and his rebellious actions carry on. So he is a same spirit, that he does not want Muslims to fight in Medina to Munawwara, he moves the capital to Kufa. The respected elders, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu proceeds to Makkah al-Mukarramah. When he goes to Makkah al-Mukarramah, there he is making mashwara, he is talking with the Sahaba. Meanwhile, Muslim bin Aqil goes there, he goes to Kufa. When he goes to Kufa, in the interim, those Muslims or those inhabitants of Kufa, they write letters upon letters and letters, 12,000 letters, and they come in bags of food, and they come with their leaders. And they come with the letters, with the narrations, the poetry, that you come here, the crops are ready for harvesting, come here. We people are ready to thank you, O grandson of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, come here. We people are waiting for you to cause the revolution, come here. The fruits of the trees are ready and ripe for plucking, come here. This is the type of letter of Hiji, Hazrat Hussein Radhi Allah. Muslim is asking when he gets there. When he gets to Kufa, 18,000 people come to meet him. 18,000 people come to meet him. And then, at simultaneously, Yazid, he dispatches some of his elite to go to Kufa and turn the political situation. When they reach there, they begin to bribe the people, talk to the people, discuss with the people, and they take away the support of Muslim Ibn Aqil, that within 5 salat, Muslim Ibn Aqil, Rabbi Allah Ta'ala, is left with no support. Every salat that he was performing, the figure of 18,000 was weighing down by half of his head, and it was going down, diminishing to such an extent that the next morning Fajr he realized he's alone in this place. He's alone to this extent, now he even can't communicate with Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. He, what he does, he goes around to the alleys of Kufa, pleading with the people, talking to them that Hussain is coming, what are you doing to drink? To such an extent that he is taken in by an elderly old lady. And unfortunately, that old lady's son gets bribed and spies that Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil radiallahu ta'ala who is there. The doctor comes there, he flees from the doctor, goes to the rooftop, and he is martyred. Respected elders, now here is Makkah al-Mukarramah, what you have said. That the Sahaba are coming to Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And three Abdullah come to. Abdullah is the Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. Abdullah is the Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Now these are not small, they are prominent Sahabi. As they are Sahabi vision, insight, foresight, as they are educated, they understand the situation and the politics of the time, they can give them Hussain, don't go to Kufa. Hussain, don't go to Kufa, they will murder you in Kufa. They are telling him, that Hussain, don't go to Kufa, they are going to murder you. Then they are telling him, that Hussain, don't you know that while your brother was taking Salah, they pulled the carpet under his feet, and they tried to assassinate him in Kufa. So they are not going to leave you. The people of Kufa are treacherous. The people of Kufa are not straightforward. The people of Kufa have got hidden agenda. They will not take you. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala who comes in front of Hussain and says to you, that if it was my power to come in front of your horse and stand there and to hold your horse and to not allow you to go to Kufa, he should have done it. We are advising you that they told him, see Hussain, the people of Kufa martyred your father, Hazrat Ali, they martyred. Don't go. Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala said, oh, they have got too much riches coming in. And the people are calling me, why must I not go? Respected elders, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who, he proceeds. And when does he proceed? From Makkah to Mukarramah, going towards Kufa, he leaves on the 8th of Dhul Hajj. He leaves on this day? 8th of Dhul Hajj. 8th of Dhul Hajj is which day, especially? 8th of Dhul Hajj is when the Hajj is going to Mina. 8th of Dhul Hajj is when the Hajj is going to Mina. And here Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who is proceeding to Kufa. Now, respected elders, he reaches near Kufa to the place of Karbala, about 10 miles from Karbala, near the Euphrates River, he reaches. He reaches there at about 7 of Muharram. Now, understand, he's marked at the place of the 10th of Muharram. And the significance of the 10th of Muharram is not because of the martyrdom of Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. No. The significance is because when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah to Munawwarah, then he found that some are fasting on the 10th of Muharram. So he inquired that these Jews, why are they fasting? He said that on the 10th of Muharram, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was saved from Firaun. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam has got more right over us than the Jews. So we must also fast. But because there is a rule that we do the opposite to the Jews and the Christians, he said that we must fast. He said, if I'm alive next year, we'll fast for the 9th and 10th of Muharram. Or the 10th and 11th of Muharram. Respected elders, this is what we are doing. That we are fasting either for the 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th. So 10th of Muharram, respected elders, is because of this action, not because of the Karbala. Karbala came how many years after this? Can you imagine? Huh? Respected elder, another point. Then the Shia orator is called a Zakir. And the Zakir, the Shia orator or speaker, in Muharram they speak. And they speak from the first of Muharram. And they will cry. They will speak and cry. Speak and cry. Speak and weep. Speak and weep. Respected elder, that if your father or if your mother or if your sister or if your family member is ailing and is sick, then do you cry when they are sick or do you cry when they die? When they are sick and you go and see them, then you feel sorrowful, you feel sad. Strange, this year in and year out, every Muharram this year, first of Muharram, they are speaking and crying. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, speaking, crying, and weeping, wailing. And at the tenth of Muharram, and after Fajr, they will stop crying. And on the tenth of Muharram at Zuhr time, Hazrat Hussain Radhi Allahu Ta'ala was martyred. Now this is very strange, respected elder, that you're supposed to be crying after the martyrdom, not before the martyrdom. So what is this? That means you are very happy now that he bumped away. Then you stop crying now. Then you fold up all the sessions, all the majalis are closed, all the Muharram sessions are closed, and everything is now finished. He is martyred. So this is a sign of happiness, or this is a sign of sorrow? This is a sign of happiness. Another thing you said to them is that Muharram time, tenth of Muharram especially, they have on the roadside in their country and even in the Karachi, etc., they have on the roadside distributing sharbat, distributing flavored milk, distributing what we call malizo, what we call a sweet dish, and distributing sweets. Respected elders, how can you, what you call, celebrate the martyrdom by being so happy that this is sabir, that this is water, this is flavored milk, and this is sweet? That means you are celebrating in happiness, you are not celebrating in happiness. Why are you doing this? I will explain, coming slowly. Respected elders, he comes there to Karbala, Ubaydullah bin Ziyad. Instructed and he surrounds him. Hazrat Hussain Radhi Allahu Ta'ala who negotiates. And he tells him that, oh Ubaydullah, that you allow me to do three things. One is allow me and go back to Madinah to Munawwar. Secondly, allow me to go and talk to Yatim. Thirdly, allow me go to some Muslim frontier and I will stay guard that frontier till death reaches. So he's giving three options. He's proposing a solution to the problem. But you know what we reach to pass? I've got the hands of letters. You know what we reach to. Allow me three things. One, go back to Madina. Two, let me talk to Yatim. Three, let me go to some frontier, Muslim frontier, and stand there and say God. And then, when that is not pleaded to, he tells him, remember those that are seizing him, and those that have surrounded him, they are from Kufa. And then he takes out the letters and begins to call out the name. Oh, so and so, this is your letter. This is what you wrote to me. This is what you have written to me. Where are you? Where is your loyalty? You have followed me here. And now you have betrayed me. And you give me up the letters, the leaders, mentioning them by name, and telling them that, listen, you followed me here, and now you have surrounded me here, and you want to cut the water supply. So he is addressing them directly. That means, respected elders, understand something. that they called and they martyred. They called me and they martyred. I will tell something else with respect to elders. That if you call me to your house, and if I die in your house, then you are responsible. That is simple law. If you call me to your country, and I die in your country, you are responsible. Now don't you see that when, for example, you will have a big conflict here one of these days, and leaders will come. Why they tighten all the security up? They tighten the security because there is a protocol arrangement that those ministers or those heads of states that are coming, they must be protected by the state which is hosting the conference. That is why there is unreal security. Why? Because they have to protect them. Because if that head of state comes and dies here, this state is responsible that why you call, if you a pastor have something to do with this administration. The people of Kufa called me, so they are responsible for it. The people of Kufa, they called him, they are responsible for it. Understand that, I will come back to follow that. Here, understand something else. That because the Shia represented well-oiled proclamation machinery, that when they present the martyrdom of Hazrat Hussain Rati Allahu Ta'ala, the common Muslim is under the impression that if there was a martyr, it was Hazrat Hussain Rati Allahu Ta'ala. Meanwhile, the special elder, we say that if Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that Sayyidu Shuhada on Zahra Rabbi Allah. Now when the Nabi of Allah and the Rasul of Allah and the one who is getting wahi, divine inspiration, he has said that the chief of the martyrs is Uncle Hamza Rabbi Allah Ta'ala, then Hazrat Hamza was comforted with him. Meanwhile, the special elder, who talks about Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala who is martyred? Because they have doctrinated us so much that we feel the martyr is only Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And concerning the martyrdom of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala who is special elder, it is stated that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw the mutilated body of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, it is a rare occasion that he was, and it was one of those occasions that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did hear Marga Rode. He has never done this with respect to the elders. It's one of those occasions that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying so much that he was, they were able to hear that he's crying and to hear his chest. Grief and sorrow, and he was crying repeatedly to see the mutilated condition of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu. Today, no one talks of that. With respect to elders, the martyrdom of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, the martyrdom of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, the martyrdom of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the martyrdom of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the martyrs of Badr, the martyrs of Uhud, the martyrs of Hunayn. The martyrs in the conquest of Mecca, who is talking about? Why? Because we have now seen, historically we are sleeping, and they have propagated an image on us that martyrdom has been Hussain Rabi Allah. So it is time now to wake up and realize that we have to be talking. We have to be now researching, and we have to be presenting that Hazrat Hussain Rabi Allah Ta'ala, no doubt a victor. But the chief of martyrs is Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. And the Mazloom of Medina, the oppressed of Medina, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Yes, some research should be done. Research what? Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala was martyred. Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala was martyred. Their situations are similar. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, respected elders, he was defeated in the Bloody Revolution. Hazrat Hussain Rati Allahu Ta'ala, who was defeated in Karbala. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, who respected elders, he was, water supply was cut for 40 days. Hazrat Hussein, water supply was cut for 3 days. Who knows this authentic respected elders? The water supply was cut there for 3 days. Yeah, it's cut for 40 days. And no one mentioned the 40 days cutting of water supply by the rebels of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who tried to bring water to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, who the rebels pierced their tank and let the water flow out. It's also so. But they, the way it is dramatically presented, that Hazrat Abbas is bringing the water and now the rebels struck an arrow, and respected elders, the arrow in the air is described to the minutest detail. And the arrow bringing to the throat of the children is described to the minutest detail. And the blood flowing is described. And everything is described. Yeah, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala who Hazrat Ali takes out his turban and throws it across the wall into the house of Usman radiallahu ta'ala who which meant in those days that, oh Usman, the river goes in front. As he is, as Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who learned to stay without water, if he learned to stay without water, he was born in Zadik the door of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. He knows that the Khalifa had no water for 40 days, and he's been trained to know how to react and how to forbear and how to have the quality of patience. Why he knows he has seen Usman not drinking water for 40 days. Therefore, for him to be in Karbala for 3 days, he has learned it from Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Another point. Survivors of Karbala, Hazrat Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala, he was sick. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala, daughter of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, sister of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and few others. Now, all the information that has reached us about Karbala, where is it? Who narrated it? Who spoke about it? Who are those people who saw the event? Well, writers, CNN, BBC, Sky News, who saw it? But the history, how it is presented, and that is why I was telling you, that how it is dramatically presented, emotionally presented, and it is biased up and hyped up, that you get the impression that the person is actually seeing the scene. Who saw the scene? Who did see the scene and write the scene down? Our ulama are saying now, respected elders, who are the responsible? Who saw this? Let us go into it. Let us discuss this issue. Let us review the site. Let us go and now minutely discuss and see what has happened to the event of Karbala, who are the proper directors of it. And then there is confusion, utter confusion, because most of those directors are Shiite. Because they want to dramatize the whole issue and create a certain picture that Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who is the martyr. He is the only martyr in Islam. Now, with respect to the elders, there, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who is deceased for 3 days. And why he is deceased, then one of his daughters become bali. One of his daughters become bali. There is a misconception that he is Muharram and he suffered in Hajj with marriage. And this again, misconception is done by the Shias against the Ahl-e-Sunnah wal Jamaat, that why he was buried in Muharram. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who was martyred in Muharram, how he would get buried. Now we are discovering that one of the daughters of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who became bali, and in that state of hunger, and in that state of difficulty, and in that state of harassment, he got a man. His body got a man. They understood the deen better than us. And they understood that what the daughter becomes body, she married. So he's got different ideas. He's got a different chapter in our head. So the daughter must go, he ate, he ate, he said, he was dead, and just that. the other goal is set to the depth of morality and immorality and all those things. The grandson of the Via Shraqsallah of the Deva Shraqsallah. Addressing myself first, Via Shraqsallah. The special elders, others who say, Rabbi Allah Ta'ala, who gets mounted. And when he gets mounted, then his family is taken to Kufa. When family is taken to Kufa, and they said, Shia Kitab, majority in Jalal al-Uyum, volume 2, right? That at that stage in history, at that stage in history, majority of Kufis were Shia. Majority of Kufis were Shia. The respected elders, underline, bottom line is the Shia for you, the Shia. And today we are beating their chest, etc., saying that, you know what, we are the other way. The Shias wrote the letter, the Shias double crossed him, the Shias had double standards on him, the Shias fought him and stopped him, the Shias betrayed him, and if we now go into detail and into history properly, we will prove that the Shias also killed Ali Martin Hadar Usman Rabbi Allah Ta'ala, and the Shias also martyred Hadar Ali Rabbi Allah Ta'ala, and the Shia also martyred Hazrat Hassan Rabbi Allah Ta'ala, just as how they have martyred Hazrat Hussein Rabbi Allah Ta'ala. Because the rule is that if you call somebody responsible, they have called him, the Shia called him, they set him up. They set him up in Karbala, they martyred him. The Shia called him, and the Shia killed him. And the Shia martyred him. Out of their own coaches, they are saying that they are in the majority of their time, and then, by logic, they are responsible. Now when they go to Kufa, then Yazid is informed about it. And Yazid, the respected elders, according to Shia sources and other student sources, Jamaat sources, that he told his family to cry. Grandson, Hazrat Hussain Rabi Allah Ta'ala has been martyred. He told his family to cry, he has been martyred. And he told the family members of Hazrat Hussain Rabi Allah Ta'ala who were survivors, that if I was in the place of Ubaydullah bin Ziyad, I should have negotiated with Hussein Rabbi Allah. I should have negotiated with him. And he says that historically he proved that he cared for the remains of the family of Hussein Rabbi Allah Ta'ala. He gave the clothing, he gave the money, he gave the transport, he set them with the guard, he set them back to the Ubaydullah. This is just a review, a lesson to look at the whole picture from a different angle of what we have been hearing. And now when you go and sit down and listen to this carefully and listen to what we have stated, what we have said, and we have stated it, hangover, radio, everything, respected elders, enough documentation and references of what we have said, you now understand the situation of what over the years, what we have been listening, what we have been hearing, and now see the situation logically, from a logical point of view, we realize that these people who there, well oiled machinery have been taking here for a jolly ride. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to understand this, and may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us the ability to practice this, and to ask for the honor of the Lord.